920 and FM 96.5 KVEC presents the Pismo Beach Today Show. If it's happening in Pismo Beach, it's on Pismo Beach Today. Now, here's your host, Anita Schauer.
Oh my gosh, it's Sunday, August the 11th, 2019. Good afternoon and welcome to the Pismo Beach Today Show. My name is Anita Schauer, and as most of you know, I am Miss Etiquette. Last week's special guest was the one and only Mary Ann Zurica with Senior Helpers. We appreciated all of the information, the insight, the helpful hints from Mary Ann and Senior Helpers. And remember, when you want to discuss plans to help your loved ones stay at home with assisted care, please call Senior Helpers and find out all the different formats that they have to keep your loved one at home. Remember to secure your space on the Halloween bus at Gladiator Paintball Park, and that's every weekend in October. There will be two buses on Saturday and two on Sunday, and the object is to stay on the bus and shoot the zombies with paintballs. And I know that all sounds so very exciting, and because I've done it, I want you to know it is very exciting. So call Dave Biddle and secure your spot on one of the buses. And to find our podcast, you may visit the KVEC radio website, find On Air. At the second banner, click on it. Scroll down to the photograph of the beautiful Pismo Beach sunset. Click on that photo, and what comes up next are choices of podcasts for the Pismo Beach Today Show. Sponsors of this show are Tom Rader with Mongo's, the Three Fat Guys Diner, and the Oyster Bar with food and music and libations. Dr. Electric, Miss Etiquette, Diamond Jewelry and Loan with their spectacular location in Santa Maria, California. Jim Dritsis of Dritsis & Company for all your accounting needs and tax and accounting questions, and he is in Pismo Beach. Coco's Restaurant in Pismo Beach with Larry Pooter and their world-famous very chocolate chip cookies, and of course, Coco's Pies. Gosh, they've got such an array of pies right now. Go in there. Corky Henderson, professional fiduciary. Bruce Van Vork of Finn's Restaurant. Seafood Restaurant on the beach at the end of Grand Avenue in Grover Beach. I want him to change the name of it to Finn's at the Beach. And he said he was considering that, but I don't see anything happening yet. What else? Bunyan Brothers Tree Service for the very best in tree service and their remarkable group of experts under the leadership of Ron Reinell. And remember, they are available for emergency tree service, and sometimes that happens. Something falls and goes boom. And they have tree chips for purchase, as well as the most beautiful trees you've ever seen in your life. And they are clean and orderly. And do I know this for a fact? Of course I do. And Dr. Diane Kopp and the Kopp Dental Group with Dr. Dan Kopp, Dr. Mike Roberts, and their newest associate, Dr. Alina Borchard. And I'm going to smile into the microphone right now so you can see my most beautiful smile, brought to you by Dr. Dan Kopp of the Kopp Dental Group. And remember Pismo Dice with Pat McCann, with wonderfully delicious Pismo wines, red and white, and accessories to make your life so much better. And you may find at Willow Restaurant accessories and wine. And they're on Shell Beach Road, so stop there today and go shopping for Pismo Dice. Or you can go all the way to Santa Maria and go to Costa de Oro to their wine tasting room, which parallels Highway 101, and Pismo Dice yourself. And remember that also Splash Cafe downtown Pismo serves Pismo Dice. Sunday, August the 11th, the high will be 78 and sunny. And last week's Amp Surf Operation Restoration was a huge success with lots of volunteers and participants and Dana Cummings at the helm. And I hope Dana found his leg that disappeared. Yes, that's what I said. I heard his leg disappeared while he was out in the surf, and he put out a call for if you find a leg floating around to please call Amp Surf. Art in the Park was fabulous. Next one is Sunday, September the 1st. And yes, the Pismo Pier is open, and yes, the Addy Street parking lot is open and is a free parking lot. Monday, August 12th, 74 degrees, sunny. I'm going to give you events that are coming up so that you'll be prepared. So run and get your calendar really fast or use your phone as most people do. Holiday Harmony, Friday, December the 6th, 5:30 p.m., Pismo Pier. And you know that encompasses snow, Santa Claus, cookie decorating, and bounce houses. And for all of this information I'm going to give you, call the Pismo Beach Rec Department, 805-773-7063. That's 805-773-7063. And you may speak to Colleen or one of her wonderful workers there. Tuesday, August 13th, 73 degrees, sunny. Pumpkins on the pier? Nope. Pumpkins in the park. So October 26th, go to Dinosaur Caves Park. And remember, there's always a crowd. I mean, there are over 1,000 children at this event. If you want to get there early, that is greatly suggested. It's a free event, and the start time is 10 a.m. What did she say? October 26th. Pumpkins in the park. Wednesday, August the 14th, the high will be 70. And please check the Pismo Beach Activities Guide for fun activities. And remember, what are they doing? They're having a free movie, September 20th, Dinosaur Caves Park. It's a free event. And for more information, of course, call Parks. And remember that Creative Kids Performance Company is going into the September-December phase, and that will be every Tuesday, September 10th through December the 3rd, and there will be a fee. And my girlfriend, Diana Lynn Carter, is the instructor, and they're going to put on a play, and those that can sing really, really good will be invited to sing during the Christmas celebration. That's 805-773-7063. That's called the Creative Kids Performance Company, Tuesdays from September through December. Thursday, August 15th, the high will be 70 degrees. Visit Surfside Donuts on Dolliver. And then be sure you visit the new Pismo Brewing Company for beer tasting. And they also have soft pretzels. And what else do we have in Pismo? Ocean Adventure Excursions, many to choose from, Wednesdays and Saturdays. And this is ongoing, and they have a phone number. And that's 805-773-8063, 805-773-8063, and that's Ocean Adventure Excursions. They go all over the place. You want to do that. It doesn't make any difference if the water's cold. They'll tell you what to wear. Friday, August 16th, the high will be 71 degrees, and it's a good day to call the Price Historical House. And you can find their number on their website. And the house is in Price Canyon. You can't miss it. And contact information and phone numbers are on the website. You can plan a visit, and the docents will meet you there and tell you all about this house from 1863 or something close to that. Still going on. Remember to slow down on Shell Beach Road. There is construction activities. They're working as rapidly as they can. And I don't know where they are in this 18-month, 18-block program that the city has put out. But, you know, you just have to be patient because it's the city of Pismo Beach, Caltrans, PG&E. Still going on the other side, remember that off of Matty Road, you can see all the construction going on. The parking area looks pretty much finished. And that's all for the Pismo Preserve. And now they're waiting for a little bit of additional funding before they may open it up. Saturday, August 17th, 71 degrees. Always lots of activities going on Saturday. This Saturday is ridiculous, 17th. There are fundraisers. And remember, when you attend a fundraiser, it is an event to raise funds. It is not an event to have fun. You have to put the D on the end of fun. Thank you. Grover Beach United Car Show. August 31st, Tom Rader, president, Grover Beach United, will be our guest. August 16th, write that down somewhere, please. August 16th, Tom Rader. August 31st, Tom Rader, Grover United Car Show, Grover Beach, Ramona Garden Park. Thank you very much. Tom Rader with his Mongo's Restaurant and the Three Fat Guys Diner and the New Oyster Bar are happy to sponsor the show. Remember, the diner opens at 9 a.m., Oyster Bar inside of Mongo's begins service at 4 p.m. Karaoke Wednesday is every, yes, Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Music, yes, six nights a week. Corky Henderson, terrific sponsor of the show, professional fiduciary, a probate and trust administrator, a paralegal. Corky offers durable power of attorney services, offers conservatorships and representative payee services, and her number is 805-489-4221. 489-4221. And Corky is a very nice person and extremely professional in her duties. And how about great seafood? Of course, it's Finn's. Always visit Finn's Seafood for great food, a lovely atmosphere, and the best wait staff ever. And Bruce has he's added a new space inside the restaurant. You need to take a drive over there, please, and be very surprised at what they have done to the restaurant. Okay, that would be on the south side of the restaurant. Pismo Dice for wine and blend of Pismo Beach and Paradise. Bunyan Brothers for expert tree service. What else? I want to give you Bunyan Brothers' phone number, 805-547-1903. 547-1903. And remember, his crew, they are able to diagnose tree diseases. So if you think there's something wrong with your tree, call Bunyan Brothers. Kopp Dental Group. Gosh, they're great. Dr. Mike Roberts, Dr. Dan Kopp, Dr. Alina Borchard. Philosophy, providing top-notch oral health care in a comfortable, relaxing environment. We partner with our clients who benefit from a lifetime of state-of-the-art dental techniques and technology. And so I'm a living example, and they are my go-to for my smile, which is very important. And by the way, this is National Smile Month, so call Dr. Kopp, please. Thank you. And now for your listening pleasure, may I present Linda Busick. Good afternoon. Give the listeners four sentences about yourself. Hi.
About myself.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Well, I'm here at the behest of Anita, and I'm very grateful because I'm here because I want to introduce the community to the Repair Cafe concept. I am missing it. I moved to the Central Coast about 15 months ago. And one of the things, besides my friends and my church members up in the Bay Area, that I missed the most was the Repair Cafe, because it was a wonderful community event that brought people together, people who had skills to know how to repair things, and folks who had items perhaps sitting in their garage or up on their shelf, and they had sort of given up hope to ever be able to use them again. But at the Repair Cafe, we were able to fix things at the rate of about 70%, and it was a very successful and fun afternoon.
So you have to gather volunteers. How many volunteers do you need, and in what walks of life?
Okay, well, in the individual programs, and we will have Sunday afternoons blocked off at the Exploration Station in Grover Beach. We'll be looking to bring in for each event about 30 fixers or coaches, but we'd like to have a database of at least 100, because, of course, everybody can't do the event every time. They'll be on vacation or it conflicts with another opportunity. But we need fixers who would be in the categories of bicycle mechanics, small appliance repair technicians, electricians, mechanics, seamstresses, jewelry repairers, general handy people, someone with tool sharpening equipment, because they are always, always busy. And then we also need hospitality and folks who are well organized, who can use a laptop computer computer that would register folks as they arrive with their items. So we'll also have, hopefully, a hospitality table with some refreshments for people to enjoy a snack or some punch. And we'll have an area set aside for the kids. So while the parents may be off with the fixer, the little ones who won't want to sit and watch the dissembling of the item, they'll have someone there to help them have a little bit of fun also while they're waiting. So these are all the kind of volunteers we need. Not everybody has to be a specific crafts person, but we need a lot of those. About 80% of the staff for the event would be the coaches and fixers, and then the hospitality and the support staff would be the other 20%. So you can get engaged.
So if someone needs a seamstress, is the seamstress going to be there with a sewing machine?
Yes, and that is actually one of the most popular tables that we have. I have three seamstresses lined up right now. And in the case of fixing it, you just need a seam sewed up. And that's the problem a lot of people have. They'll split a pair of jeans or they'll lose a button on their shirt. They don't know how to sew a button on, or they don't have a machine that's going to make a professional-looking repair. I would suggest, though, that if you're coming and need a zipper repaired, bring the zipper, because we're not going to have items like that on hand.
That's good to know, though. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And then with the toaster, they're going to fix the cord if the cord is frayed?
They will come in and evaluate what you are bringing in. So,
there's a form you're going to fill out?
Yes. Here's how it works.
Okay.
When folks show up, we're going to open the doors at 1 o'clock on Sunday, October 6th at the Exploration Station in Grover Beach. And what happens when the doors open, there will be intake people. These are our volunteers who know how to use a computer. And there's going to be a small half-page form that the people will fill out their name, what item they're bringing, what they think might be wrong with it, and then we assign them a number. Okay, because these individual fixers are in sort of what I would describe as silos. So we have electricians in one area. We have mechanics in another area. We'll have the seamstresses in one area. We'll have crafters in another area. We have bicycle repair people, and we have computer repair people. And so as the items get listed per the silo categories, they'll come up as they arrived. So it's first come, first serve.
So if you're listening, and we know you are, you're listening to Linda Busick, and we're talking about the new repair cafe that's going to be in the Exploration Station in Grover Beach on October the 6th for the very first time.
That's yes, great. And we are absolutely excited. I'm really passionate about this. I don't know if you can tell I am. But as I said, it's one thing that I really, truly miss from my move from the Bay Area. I love it here on the Central Coast, and I want to do something myself to make this an even better place for our community. And it's a great community-building event because as people come in, they will sit and talk to the folks that are also waiting. And then when they meet their fixer or coach, they'll get to meet someone new, and they will sit there and watch the item being taken apart, being evaluated, and then work on the repair with the fixer. You don't just drop things off and leave and say, I'll be back in 2 hours. You are there engaged, and that's why it's such a community-building event.
So you can bring your plate that fell on the floor with all the pieces.
Yes.
And they're going to put that back together for you?
Yes. Now, there's a caveat. I'm reaching out today for these volunteer fixers. That's one of the reasons why I was so pleased Anita asked me here today to get the word out, because we'll need about 100 people in a database of all different skills, and then we will put out the word when we have the dates coming up, and they will then be reduced to about 30 for that individual project.
So there will be jewelry repair also, correct?
If we get a volunteer to do that. I'm reaching out.
There are so many people that know how to do that.
Yes. So, Anita, you can help me find those people.
Gosh. And then the children, well, there's room at the Exploration Station for the children.
We would just have a small table there, and I think they'll have fun seeing the exhibits that already are there at the Exploration Station. But, you know, to get kind of in the fray where all of the machines are operating and the folks are looking, watching the repair being done, it's not really a good place for the kids, but they'll be there with their parents in a separate area that we'll be monitoring. And I do have a terrific person already to be my linchpin, and she'll be inviting other folks to act as childcare.
Oh, thank you very much for that. So you've done this enough. You've watched a vacuum cleaner be completely disassembled.
I did. They fixed my vacuum cleaner, in fact. Yes. And it's still working. I still use it. And I'm just so grateful for that.
Was it the band? Was there something in it?
There is a bushing, I think, that they said. And I have no idea what a bushing is, but there you go. They fixed it.
Mr. Sound Engineer, what's a bushing? Oh, don't look at him. Okay, listen.
But let me also tell you another story, because, as I said, about 70% of the items that come in that day are fixed. And then about 6 to 12% are sent off with the person who brings them in with instructions for how they can fix it themselves. And I'm a perfect example of that, because I brought in...
Your vacuum cleaner.
No, about a 25-year-old Hamilton Beach Harvest Gold blender. Okay. And I love that blender, and I did not want to give it up. So they took it apart, and they showed me exactly, this is what's wrong. This is what's broken. And they had a computer there where they looked up the Hamilton Beach site and for all the spare parts, and they pulled that up. And then they sent me an email that I would get at home, and it said, order this part. So I went home and ordered the part. But before I did that, they showed me, okay, this is how we took it apart. This is where the new part goes and puts it back together. And I fixed it once I got home. And it was something like a $2.32 part that I sent away for. And then my blender was working just fine.
I love your blender. Listen, you get attached to your appliances, don't you?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, a lot of people will have things that are older, like 20, 30 years old. And they're sentimental about it, for one thing. But also, they were made really, really well. And if you can fix those older items, you're better off, because the new things are not built as robustly. And they also are built with a limited lifeline in place. And so you go out and replace this wonderful blender with something that costs maybe $80, but it's only going to last a couple or 3 years, because that's what they've built into the life of that item.
Well, you're aware of all that, aren't you?
Yeah.
And then bicycle repair, pretty easy to do, isn't it, for someone who knows how to do it?
Well, it depends. We've got terrific bicycle repair people. And a lot of times people come in and they just need a tune-up, and they're not sure how to do that. It's not that they need a big repair, but we do tune-ups too.
Ah.
Yeah.
Tune-up the bicycle?
Tune-up the bicycle.
Oh, is that right, Mr. Sound Engineer? See, he's shaking his head. He's a bicycle. Bicycle person. Oh, my gosh. That's very exciting. What about if they need a new horn? The horn doesn't work.
They've got to bring that in, and we'll help them install it. But just for a couple of lists that I have of the different things we've repaired, turntables, printers, rototillers, electric kettles, toasters, mixers, luggage, radios, clocks, furniture, clothing, lots of clothing. That's often a very popular table. Because as I said, you know, you split a seam and you don't have your own sewing machine. You can't fix it so it looks professional again. We do toys.
I was going to ask you about toys.
Lots of toys. And then we also have done fans and skateboards, musical instruments, fishing rods and reels.
Oh, that's very important here.
It is. Yes. Yeah. So, but again, it depends on who our volunteers are. This is the experience that I had at the Palo Alto Repair Cafe. And so so we want to duplicate that here, create this great community building event, and just have a lot of success and fun together.
I believe this is really going to happen.
It's definitely going to happen.
I mean, people are going to get excited. I have to put a banner out front. That's what I have to do.
Yes.
And put it out in front at least a month in advance and get people all ready for this.
And I can't tell you, Anita, how grateful we are that the Exploration Station is hosting us, because it's a perfect location. It's very central to the Five Cities. This is the Five Cities Repair Cafe. And it's close to public transportation. It's close to a park where if people have to wait, they have a very lovely spot to wait. And we're two blocks from an Ace Hardware, the Miner's Hardware store. Is close by. We can have runners to go back and forth for the spare parts that we don't have on hand. And there's lots of little cafes and restaurants on one block over on Grand Avenue. So for people who are waiting, or people who want to come home have lunch before the event actually takes place. So thank you. Thank you again.
Oh, you're very welcome. You want to give people a phone number if they want to call?
Okay.
And you have a website?
Yes, we have a new website. Here is the best way right now to contact us. Go to the website repaircafe.org/EN. So this is the mothership. This was the original Repair Cafe that started in 2009 and has grown to over 1,500 repair cafes around the world. This link, if you go to it, this is in English, because if you just do repaircafe.org, you'll get the Dutch site, which I don't think many of you can read. But go to the English site, and on the home page, there is a Find a Location button. Very easy. You click on that, and then you go to Grover Beach, California, and our website will come up, and there is an email address in there that you can contact me and tell me what you want to do. You want to be a volunteer, and this is what you'd like to do, and I'll sign you up.
Do you have a few already? You have 4 or 5 already of the 30 that you need?
I have about 14 already.
Oh, you're doing quite well.
Yes. Yes. And I even went and spoke yesterday at the Junk Girls shop. I don't know if you're familiar with it in SLO, but they repurpose salvage. They make art out of salvage. And they've told me they're interested. Okay, that 20% of the items that you can't fix, we will probably be interested in just taking those unrepairable items off your hands because we will repurpose them into art.
Isn't so how that a wonderful cool connection?
Is that? Yes. So this is a great community, and we have a target-rich environment of engineers, of mechanics, of folks who have retired and are looking for ways to give back. And I'm making this invitation to you because I hear a lot of times people say, well, nobody invited me. Well, I'm inviting you today to get in touch with us because we want to bring you into this new active community called the Repair Cafe.
And Linda, would you please give us the website for the Repair Cafe?
Yes, I'd love to. It's repaircafe.org/EN for the English version. And then on the homepage, go to Find a Location and look us up in Grover Beach, California. I also want to remind you the first two events we have scheduled are October 6th and January 12th. From 1 to 5 p.m. in the afternoon. And those are both Sundays.
Thank you very much, and we'll be right back.
This is the FISMO Beach Today Show on News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC. Stay tuned for more with your host, Anita Schauer, next. To the FISMO Beach Today Show on News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC. Here's your host, Anita Schauer.
And thank you for staying with us. And as you know, this is the FISMO Beach Today Show, and I am Anita Schauer. And in the studio, we have Bronwyn Keith of Coastal Dance and Music Academy, and we're going to talk to the young lady in 1 second. But first, yes, first, we must thank our sponsors, Robert, who is Dr. Electric, Miss Etiquette, Bobby Diamond of Diamond Jewelry and Loan, Tom Rader of Mongo's, the Three Fat Guys Diner and the Oyster Bar, Jim Dritzes of Dritzes and Company, Coco's Restaurant with Larry Pooter, Corky Henderson, professional fiduciary, Finn's Seafood Restaurant with Bruce Van Vork, Bunyan Tree Service, Bunyan Brothers Tree Service. Oh, I just adore them. Thank you very much. And the Kopp Dental Group, with Drs. Dan Kopp, Mike Roberts, and their new associate, Dr. Alina Borchardt. And we are going to have a new sponsor starting in September, and you're already familiar with her, so stay tuned for that. Bronwyn, how are you?
Doing really well. How are you, Anita?
Fine, thank you. Blue is your color.
Well, thank you.
You like it, don't you?
I do. That was my favorite color always.
Oh, you never changed?
Never changed. I was a little bit pink when I was in ballet, you know, as a young girl. Went a little pink for a while, but always to blue. Always
ballet.
Back to blue.
Oh, my God. So what's new at Coastal Academy and Dance? You're having a barbecue?
So we are. Now, got to correct, though, because I'm representing Coastal Performing Arts Foundation today. So if you remember, I'm working for the nonprofit,
yes,
which is Coastal Performing Arts Foundation.
Okay.
So Coastal Dance and Music Academy is the studio where we train.
Little darlings.
I'm very, involved with them as well. But so today we're focusing on two things. We have an upcoming barbecue fundraiser, which is absolutely the most delicious barbecue fundraiser.
May I ask, do you do this every year?
We do. This is our third year.
Okay, go ahead.
This is our third year.
All right.
It is very well known for being the most delicious, very fresh. Our board president is a chef, so he knows what he's doing. So those tri-tips are moist and juicy. They're not dry. They're not overcooked. They are perfect. They make for very good leftovers.
This is the chef that I know.
David Feldman?
Right.
Yes.
He's fabulous.
He's fabulous. And salad. I mean, we make fresh green salad that we actually make. We have our parents and our kids come in and volunteer. So it's not just a bag of salad that you take, you know, that we bought at the grocery. We get a bunch of fresh local ingredients. We make everything. Garlic bread is like real garlic butter and grilled as well. And beans that are slow cooking all day long, ranch style beans. So it's delicious.
A price?
Feeds 6 to 8 people, $50.
6 to 8 people?
Yeah, $50 feeds 6 to 8 people.
Oh, I like this.
It's good. It's good. And like I said, it makes for really good leftovers. So if you are a family of three, or, you know, just even a couple, it still makes sense to get.
Robert's going to like this.
Yes, so good.
$50. $50.
Yes.
And where do we pick this up?
And it's delicious. You pick it up at the Oceano Elks Club, or Elks Lodge, I'm sorry. It's on Air Park Drive in Oceano, right around from the airport. And the times for pickup are either 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, or 6 o'clock. Buy your tickets ahead of time. We do need to know. We will have some for sale the same day, but we really do need to know, of course, ahead of time for how much food to buy.
And then who do we contact when we want to buy a ticket?
So buying tickets, the easiest way is online, www.coastalperformingartsfoundation.org. And you do have to spell it out. So coastalperformingartsfoundation.org. There's a flyer with a link to the ticket sales right there on our homepage.
That's exciting.
It is exciting. It's so much fun. These types of events are great for our families and kids, too, because they're contributing and they see the importance of what we're doing. They understand that the funds being raised are helping them. And it's just teamwork all the way around.
And
parents get to know each other.
Did we say when this is?
It's next Saturday on the 17th. I don't know if we did, but we can say it several more times.
Okay, next Saturday on the 17th.
Yes.
$50.
$50.
Feeds between 6 and 8.
Yes.
Delicious.
Absolutely the most delicious you've ever had.
Okay, we have to do this. Okay, and we have to go online to coastalperformingartsfoundation.org.
Yes.
As an org.
Exactly. Exactly.
You give your name and you get... Give your credit card number over
credit
the phone.
Credit card number, mm-hmm. And if they want to buy hard tickets, they can call the Coastal Dancing Music Academy. And that number is 805-489-5678, of course. 5678.
That was clever.
It was very clever and very lucky it was available.
Wow.
So they can answer any questions and point you in the right direction if you'd rather write a check or get hard copies or make a reservation.
Oh, I think that's lovely. I have to do that, even though they're... This is just one of the wonderful things that it's a fundraiser on the 17th, and there are several going on. But this is important. You have 4, 5, and 6 p.m. pickups.
Exactly. So you can pick it up and take it home. You can and save it if you have other plans. That is one thing we talked a tiny bit before we came on the air today. But just in our area, there are numerous fundraisers every single weekend. you probably go to most of them or are invited to.
I like to make a little imprint here and there. That's fabulous. Yes. Now, are you having any productions coming up?
We do. We have Wizard of Oz. So that's our next big one that we're very excited about. So
are we working on that now?
We are. We launch Sunday. We have our first read-through rehearsal this coming Sunday. We had auditions 2 weekends ago, which are my favorite thing to experience. So we had our auditions, and they cast the show. And this coming Sunday, we'll have our first 5-hour rehearsal.
Yeah.
So we kick it off with a big, the kids start with like teamwork and playing games and just getting to know each other. We've got some new kids coming into the cast along with some of the older ones who've been around. So they'll have some teamwork exercises while the parents have a big meeting where we give them the whole lowdown and what's going on. And then they'll have their first read through where they all sit down and just read it through together and play the music. And then that's just going to kick it off.
And what about the costume designer?
Jamie Douglas mm-hmm. has been our costume designer for forever. We are so fortunate to have her. And she has children in our programs. Her son Aiden is an actor, a really good actor. I think he's going into his junior year, sophomore or junior year of high school.
Sure, I hope he stays with this.
I think he will. I have several of those kids. I do, and he's one. I mean, this is his heart, his passion, and he works really hard at it. So
now, does the young lady give you drawings before, of course, before she starts stitching?
She does. I don't know that she sketches out. I really don't. She meets with the director. It is usually between them, and they develop their ideas. Of course, Jamie comes with. She's so incredibly creative. Like we did Alice in Wonderland years ago, and it was, I believe, her idea to make it a steampunk, kind of a steampunk look and feel, which gave the whole show a little different edge and just a different quality that was really special, really special
out.
For everybody. We absolutely sold out. Yeah. And she just has that knack. So I don't know what she's got planned for Wizard of Oz, but she'll be meeting with, we have a new director this time, Alyssa Perry. So Natalia Salisbury, who has grown our program, she's just taking some time off. God love her. She's been burning her candle at both ends for a very long time, working as director for us, teaching classes, working as a nutritionist, and she just finished an internship at PCPA last year. I mean, she just needed a break. So
we'll give her a little break, won't we?
So she's going to take a little break. So Alyssa Perry is another PCPA graduate, and we're so lucky to have her. She's been in Chicago performing and working as an actor, and she's come back home for a while. So
well, is she from here?
Yes. Yes. I believe
Salisbury
she's from
family,
here.
Right?
Now, Natalia is, but Alyssa's different. Yeah, she's not Alyssa.
And then when will the Wizard of Oz play and where will it be?
Beginning of November, the first two weekends of November at the Clark Center Theaters, their studio theater and their black box. It's a smaller space. It's kind of it's a tricky space to work in, but we love it because we can do two weekends. And when these kids work this hard for this long, the two weekends is amazing. We just finished West Side Story last spring.
Yes.
And it was remarkable.
Oh, my gosh.
You went, yes. Did you love it?
I loved it.
Weren't they great?
That was the best dancing.
Thank you.
The best set design.
Thank you.
The best singing.
Thank you.
And you had the best
Weren't
audience.
They amazing? They were just, it just blew us all away.
Well, they never stopped. You wondered, when will they run out of breath or is...
Thank
no
you.
Errors whatsoever.
Thank you. Yeah, they're professionals.
Yes, they are.
These kids, I can't tell you how seriously they take this business, which is amazing. And you saw how many of them there were. I mean, that was our biggest cast. I think it was over 50.
Yes.
And it was because it was all our dancers and all of our theater for the first time in a combined effort. And that was just
incredible. At one point, I counted there were 30 people on the stage.
At once. Yeah. It's amazing.
So the audience count for the Clark Center in this little space, how many people will be able to sit?
In the audience, about 120.
Well, that's a pretty good
crowd. We seat about 120. Mm-hmm. And we've done, so it kind of equals how many get to see it when we're in a bigger theater. Like we end up about with the same amount of audience. But with the one weekend, those kids after the last performance, they're like, I can't believe this is it with West Side Story. You know, just want one more weekend.
It would have been wonderful to have another
weekend.
It
would be. That's just something. It's hard to do with theaters in this area. You know, the Spanos is rented out constantly. They were like loading somebody in while we were loading out. They're just so busy there, which is great. And they were wonderful to work with.
And then your set designer, are you have the same set designers for?
I'm not sure. Now, West Side Story was very unique, and that was a great example of the community coming together to work with us.
Yes.
We brought up in our first parent meeting, like the one I'm going to have on Sunday with my new Wizard of Oz families, we brought up that we were looking for help with set design. And if anybody has engineering background or could point us in the right direction, and one of our dads works for Cloacina, and he suggested, he said he would talk to his boss, and they came together, and his boss actually also is on the Pismo Kiwanis, Greater Kiwanis of Pismo, so... He got us a meeting with them. So Kiwanis sponsored and donated money. Cloacina sponsored and lent us some of their engineers to design. We paid as well, but the amount of volunteer work that they put in, well, you saw those sets. I mean, it was Broadway.
It was completely
Broadway quality in not only how it looked, but the safety, the sturdiness. It was absolutely incredible.
But it was the way it was produced that you could move something and have it in three or four different directions and create a whole different atmosphere.
That's the magic. That's why I do what I do and they do what they do, because I agree. It's just a miracle to me every time they create something like that. And that's a lot of that. It was Natalia's brainchild and her vision of what she wanted to see and working with you know, smaller space.
The youngest dancer or the youngest actor for Wizard of Oz would be, what, a six-year-old?
Eight. At this point, eight. We've entertained the idea of possibly casting some extra munchkins, but I haven't had any come forward yet. But we've talked about that, but typically our shows are 8 to 18.
And they're all focused, really focused.
Very focused.
And we discussed this last time as well. They're all great students.
They are. I mean, these are just the kind of kids that we get. But that's something we have to keep in mind when we're creating our rehearsal schedules and class curriculums, and that we have to keep that in mind, that they also have that. And kids these days, education is different than when I went to school and anybody before us, really. The amount of the level, I guess, of the advanced level that they're required now in high school especially is just beyond what was required of us. They're taking AP classes and college level courses before they even graduate high school to get ahead in college.
That's right.
Early.
And you're listening to Bronwyn Keith, and we're talking about the Performing Arts Foundation, Coastal, and their new, what do we call this, the new play, Wizard of Oz, which will be available for all of us to see at the Clark Center the first and second weekends in November. And see if you can buy your tickets, right? Can we buy tickets now?
Not yet. They'll be live on the Clark Center's site probably October.
Oh, and they're going to put that up so that we'll know. Well, gee, that'll be great.
Yeah, so just stay posted. You can find us on Facebook. Coastal Youth Theater has its own Facebook page, and so does Coastal Performing Arts Foundation. So information on our barbecue is actually on the Coastal Performing Arts Foundation Facebook page as well. So you can find us and like us and follow us. We do, mostly me, but others that can come in and jump in and help keep that up to date.
Now, were you looking for storage space or
we are. Yeah, we are still looking for storage. Well, exactly. Right now we have it in a bunch of different units. So we've got the theater storage, we have the ballet company storage, we have costumes for each. We have a free place that has been more than generous loaning us a storage space, but that might not be available much longer.
That's right. We've enjoyed
it. Kind of our dream would be to have a big space where we could have it all in one space and nicely organized, so we know what set pieces are where, what props on shelves. You know, right now how it pretty much typically happens is after you strike a show, everybody runs out there and it's dark and they throw it in as best they can. When you go to take on the next show, you open the doors and reorganize and get it fixed. But it would be nice if we had something that's just a little different. So we don't really know what that looks like. We're just kind of open to suggestions. And if anybody had, you know, either property that we could put a shed on or somewhere that we could rent that wouldn't be, you know, exorbitant. And if there's some kind of swap we could do, you know, where we give advertising don't know. We'd never want something for nothing. So just kind of looking for that type of a trade as well.
Mm-hmm. So the Wizard of Oz, is there anything that you can use that you already have?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And in fact, I will tell you, the sets for West Side Story that we spoke about, they're a little too much for us. We're not on Broadway. So the whole time that was coming up, it was like, oh, what are we going to do with those?
And what did you do with everything?
Well, we lucked out. Pioneer Valley High School borrowed them. So they have them right now. So they're storing them for us all this month. They're going to use them in February, and they do West Side Story. So that ended up being a real win-win.
Gosh.
So they're storing them for us, and then they can just borrow them, and that was that's what I'm talking about, kind of a trade and a swap, where they're doing us a favor right now. But now we have all these months to figure out what to do with them when they do come back to us.
Well, the Wizard of Oz has some terrific characters.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be so much fun.
These young people must have just grabbed at that.
Oh, so much fun. The auditions were great. The callbacks the next day where we had the different kids reading different parts with each other just brings it all back. That music is so much fun. It's going to be so vibrant and, you know, almost cartoonish.
Yes, almost. Mm-hmm. And the costumes are going to be outstanding.
I know. I have no idea. I wish I could share right now, but I have no idea what direction she's going to take it, because I don't know if she'll be more traditional or if they are going to want to give it a little bit of an edge or just something different. I don't know. They're just now having those discussions, and I have not been involved.
Well, they'll tell you after they get together, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And the parents are always on your side.
They are.
They want to help.
We have amazing parents. We have amazing parents. I mean, they helped build those sets. They, you know, and hauling those sets back and forth and putting them together again on the stage. And it's tremendous the amount of help we have from them. They do everything for us.
Well, those parents with those children, they have a different relationship. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is a really working, going forward, this is what you're going to do relationship.
There's no, so
they don't back up and say, you know, I'm not going to do that anymore.
Right, right, right. You have it once in a while, and that's okay, too. You know, there are kids. It's hard. West Side Story was a heavy show. It was a very heavy show. So there were a couple kids that were like, you know, this might not be what I want to do with my life, and I might want a break. And it's hard. It's hard when you have that. We always have a really good discussion. Are you sure? And what's happening? But we have found you have to give them the break if they need it. You can't force it. And sometimes they come right back, and sometimes they needed that break, and it's okay. You know, at that age, again, they have so many other things, and some of them have just lived this. Maybe I do want to ride horses, and maybe I do want to play piano. And you got to let them try. You got to let them try.
You're listening to Bronwyn Keith from Coastal Performing Arts Foundation, and we're talking about the new show, Wizard of Oz, that will be at the Clark Center November, first weekend in November, and the second weekend in November. And tickets are not available yet, but they will be.
Yeah, keep an eye on our Facebook pages, because we'll be posting pictures of rehearsals, and I'm sure some sample videos of them as they're rehearsing. My team on that side, the Coastal Youth Theater production team, is amazing. So now we have Alyssa Perry directing. Mark Robertshaw has been our musical director since before I started with them, even, and he is so nurturing and loving and kind. Rented Marsh is our stage manager, and I just have this incredible team. Brianna Devereaux is our choreographer, and then
she something?
Oh, she is something. Well, you saw
how
with West Side Story.
How did she put that together?
Well, I love her story because she first of all, she does everything. She's one of those. She's beautiful to look at. And she's beautiful inside, too. She is a cook. She is doing this. I think every week she cooks a meal from a different country. She's going down the list alphabetically.
Okay.
Amazing meals. And she posts them on Facebook. And she's drawing. She's an artist. So she's drawing a book. So she draws pictures of all the food with the recipes from the other countries. She's phenomenal. Anyway, she grew up dancing. And she's an amazing dance teacher and choreographer. She never knew about choreographing for theater. And she jumped in and helped us with, what was her first show with us? Oh, I'm sorry, I'm blanking. It was after Fiddler on the Roof.
I bet that was a good show.
They were amazing. They're just so good. But anyway, so she jumped in and said, sure, I'd like to give that a try. And she loves it. And she's clearly very, very good at it. Now, she's like, I kind of wish that I could go back to the younger me and go give that a try earlier. But we have her now. And she's on board as well. So,
if someone's listening and they want to volunteer, do you take volunteers?
Absolutely.
And say, I just want to help you.
Absolutely. We would love that. Absolutely. So, again, probably through the website you could find us, or office@coastalperformingartsfoundation.org is a good generic email. office@coastalperformingartsfoundation.org.
And then how do you decide on what the next production is going to be? Do you have a list up somewhere of considerations?
We have, you know, with doing all children's theater, we have a more of a limited, I think, selection, because we're very cognizant of the subject matters. And quite often we've done the junior versions of shows, which are abbreviated and remove some of the content. But that's been pretty much up to our directors. So Natalia chose this season, even though it was before she left, we kept her shows. And really what we look for are, first of all, lots of roles and opportunities. And so that limits your selection too, because some plays only have this one, even, you know, really there's the four main characters, and then there are some really standout parts, and it'll be great. But, you know, we look for something like that where there's a lot of opportunity for everybody to get to have a standout role or part. And also a good message. A good message, because the educational component for us is very, very important. When we did Fiddler on the Roof, they studied the history of the Jewish people, and they, a rabbi came in and talked to them, and they got together and watched movies at people's houses, and they really immersed themselves into that story. And I got to tell you, at the end, when those kids are singing about leaving their home, there was not a dry eye on stage or in the house. And I was sitting next to a lady who knew nobody. I was like, oh, who's your child, or where are you here? She goes, I don't know anybody. She goes, they're amazing. And she had tears. And it's Fiddler on the Roof, a youth version of Fiddler on the Roof. They blow me away. But that's because I have the team, Mark Robert Shaw and Brianna and my directors. And I just love them. When we sit at the auditions, I gotta share this really quickly. So we're sitting at auditions listening to singing, and one of our students who's been with us for a long time, who'd had a hard time singing, sang so beautifully, the hair on my arms just raised again, that I just sprang to tears. And I looked at Kaz and Kaz's tears, and I'm like, oh my gosh, right? And like, you have improved so much. It was incredible. Then we're a couple, you know, more rehearsal or auditions in, and Olivia, another little girl, came and sang so beautifully. We turned up and Mark had tears. Right? Oh, you now, Mark? I'm like, these are the people. I'm so fortunate, and we're so fortunate to have people like this.
Now, this 5-hour rehearsal that's coming up,
mm-hmm.
that's with script in hand, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So this one will be, and we rehearse 5 hours every Sunday. Now, not every child is there the whole 5 hours. So we'll be disseminating that rehearsal schedule pretty soon. But it might, you know, the first hour might be the four leads, and then we might do a couple numbers that require this group of actors. So we do try to split it.
So the four leads, you know who they are, of course, because they're going to be doing this rehearsal.
I do.
Are they friends?
They are.
I mean, they know each other? How about
I'm thinking,
that?
Well, this was very exciting for us. We had three students from San Luis Obispo High School audition, who we had never met before. And they were very talented, and they were cast in some lead roles. So that was very exciting. San Luis High School, I guess they're doing construction around their theater department, so they don't have a show for fall. So our good luck. That we've got a few of these kids that are coming in. And
they've been doing this previously.
They have. They actually just finished, this particular group finished at Slow Rep, Little Mermaid, where some of our kids also performed. And that's how they heard about us, was our Nolan LeMay was in their show and told them, you know, come try out for my group. And I love that we can share. You know, nothing makes me prouder than to have my kids performing in another organization, because I know they're going to be stand-up kids. They're going to be on time, they're going to be responsible, and they're going to make me proud. And they
always
do.
Well, that's very important, to be on time, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Oh, my.
Which in theater means 10 minutes early, just so you know. Being on time means 10 minutes early.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have to bring that message home, I think.
Do you?
That is quite important. Let's give the phone number again, please.
Phone number is 805-489-5678.
Don't we love that. And the website?
Website, again, is www.coastalperformingartsfoundation.org.
And how many productions a year do you customarily do?
Two theater and one dance, typically, is what we've done.
The West Side Story was a combination.
That was the first time we did a combination. We're going to try to do that again next spring with Footloose. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something?
That'll be fun. Yeah. We're looking for another heavy dance show, and that's what we're leaning towards. So we should be able to confirm that pretty soon.
You probably received rave reviews from everyone.
We did with West Side Story. We did.
Because how long is that dance number? You know, the dance number with the two gangs.
With the ballet where they come. That was incredible, wasn't it? I feel like it was, 8 minutes?
Yeah.
Seven. It was
stopping.
No stopping, and just, that was Brianna telling the story through that dance was just, there was a picture of it in our book, and I'm like, oh, I like tears. She was so brilliant, retelling the whole story in just one dream sequence, really.
Now, when you talk to these children, they tell you that they're going to go on after college, this is what they're going to do?
Quite a few of them, yes.
But they also have the opportunity between now and that time to go over to the PCPA and audition.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, and they talk to us. You know, when they sign our contracts and they're in our company, we ask that they put our things first and make us the priority. So we just ask that they talk to us. But we're not likely to say, no, you can't go audition for that play.
We want to thank you very much for being with us, and we're going to remember the barbecue, and we're going to remember, that's on the 17th
delicious.
Of this month, and we delicious. We want to thank Miss Etiquette for this show, and we want to thank Scott Taylor for his fancy footwork on the electronic keyboard. Look at him. He's just so darling. And we have a helpful etiquette tip. This is really very short and sweet and right to the point. There's etiquette involved with taking your pet to someone's home. You ask first if you may do that.
That's a really good tip.
I know, I thought so too. So remember, barbecue coming up at the Elks and the August 17th. Thank you very much and
thank
goodbye.
You, Anita. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to the FISMO Beach Today Show with Anita Schauer on News Talk 920 and FM 96.5 KVEC. For comments, questions, and to hear this broadcast in its entirety, find the podcast at 920kvec.com.